Marie and the Doctor.
Who knows what may come next?
Time to talk animation. Time to talk weird animation. Time to talk great animation, actually. We've got Dana and Dave from Aqua Teen Hunger Force in the studio this morning. If you're near a computer, if you've woken up and you don't know Aqua Teen Hunger Force, then get thee to a bit of education and go and look it up, because there's plenty of stuff online.
But it seems, Dana and Dave, that a lot of people do, because you guys come out here, you do these comic conventions, and you're quite popular.
You're heroes. You're like stars.
Of the highest caliber.
Do you feel that way? Do you feel the adulation from the adoring masses?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. My clothes have been ripped from me numerous times.
I wonder why you came in naked this morning.
Yeah, at the airport. At the airport, we could barely get our baggage. We were so just
I got the bag, but they had already ripped open and stolen most of my clothes.
Yeah.
For people who haven't seen Aqua Teen Hunger Force, just give people a bit of background about it.
It's super awesome.
Yeah.
That's all the background I'm prepared to give.
Right, okay. Well, that would be...
Well, Dave, you're one of the creators.
Well, we'd had to describe it to a cab driver in Melbourne.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you do then?
Quite possibly the most
insane... What did you say?
It's a milkshake and a ball of meat and French fries. It's like a happy meal, but they just hang out in a house and don't really do anything.
And he said... Oh, that sounds like a great show
for the American audience.
See, when cab drivers ask you what you do for a living, you're supposed to lie. So there is the presumption that he may have just thought you were making it up.
Yeah, well, I'm a jewel thief. Take right here.
Just to give you a bit of a taste, here is a touch of it.
Come to me and taste the future.
Taste what?
Hey! Free sandwich!
But beware.
But you just told me...
Look, I'm 1,000 years old. I know what I said. Beware.
Yeah, you'll beware. I'm eating this. Hey, whoa! Where the hell is this?
You'll know in time.
The question is, will I care? Probably not.
Now, Dana...
To be fair, you need to set that clip up. The people need to know that was a sandwich talking to him.
The brood witch.
Dana, what does it take to become Master Shake?
Nerves of steel. About 130% jerkiness flowing through your veins. And an attitude that will not quit.
How did you actually come up with the characters, and at what point did you think this actually might even go into production and work? Because on paper, I'd imagine it would be reasonably ambitious to have a meat patty, a milkshake, and some fries as superheroes for an animation.
I still don't know. I'm still thinking, will it go into production and work?
Yeah, when we pitched the project, and we showed everyone our crumpled cocktail napkins with the intricate drawings, everyone quickly went to their BlackBerry, and I have to assume that it was to email their friends and tell them that they had a hit on their hands.
So is that how you actually pitch? I mean, do you go into people and go, this is the idea, or do you just start making it and...
Picture it. Close your eyes.
Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger, twins.
Right. Twins. So, but they really are twins.
So how do you do it? How did you get it up?
I still don't know. I have no idea. we were pulled out of the room and then hustled down a corridor to another room, which had just piles of money, piles. It was like
all you can carry, but you can only do this once.
We were almost canceled like eight different times when we were making the very expensive pilot, which doesn't look expensive at all.
But now it's one of the most popular shows on Adult Swim.
Yes, it is still. It is like it's been around forever. It is the Rolling Stones of don't say that. never mind.
Who's the Keith Richards?
Never mind youth.
Do you think that with what's that going reference on with the global recession, all that, do you think people or production houses are moving towards animation more or away from in terms of how much something costs to make?
Well, it depends. If you're talking about Korean animation, yes, it's very expensive. If you're talking about animation the way we do it, like with five dudes sharing a laptop, yes, that's very affordable.
it's really going green in a sense. So.
We've got Dana and Dave from Aquatine Hunger Force in with us this morning. So you have hung out with him a bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Mm. We brought him in for a voiceover, and his one request that he have a fifth of Patron available to pull from at any time for inspiration.
Tequila. Which is a high-end tequila.
A high-end and large bottle of tequila. Yeah.
You don't seem like the sort of people that would have high-end tequila on call.
No, but for people like Doom, we need to make an exception.
That's what the runner is used for. He goes down.
Yeah, so there is about a centimeter, I'll convert to metric since we're over here,
thank you.
Left in the bottle, and then he wanted to... I mean, he was great. Didn't slur, didn't change his voice. I mean, just worked through the bottle and then came out and wanted to discuss the black-white thing. And then he said, I need to take a break. And then he never came back.
That's the danger.
Yeah, right.
Danger Doom. So we have Dana and we have Dave from Aquatine Hunger Force, a.k.a. Master Shake, Meat Wad and Carl, like three of the main characters. And you're here for these conferences, these comic conferences.
Supernova.
What are they like? From your perspective, because, you know, there's a lot of people coming with a lot of interest in, you know, in inverted commas, comic-based stuff. What's your interpretation of them?
Well, I mean, like we were saying, I mean, it's definitely cleaner than those sci-fi things in the States. Like people use toothpaste and deodorant and...
seem to take their appearance their smell at a...
Love of sci-fi.
Pride in themselves.
Yeah, love of sci-fi and comedy is not mutually exclusive with good hygiene and having a girlfriend.
Believe it or not, spoiler alert.
spoiler alert.
Do you get many people in costumes?
There was a good number there. There was some guy dressed like, I don't know what he was even supposed, that's the weird thing. Some people just dress up, but there's no real purpose. This guy was dressed as like just a doctor. He had like a doctor smock on and maybe some steampunk goggles, I don't know, or he was like a laserologist or whatever, those people that do the tattoo removal or something.
If you know this gentleman, give us a call, 1-300-055-36. If you are this gentleman, 1-300-055-36.
Or if you're the character that he's based himself on, we'd like to hear from you as well. So do you guys, have you had a long history of getting into, you know, comics and animation and stuff? Are you devotees to the form?
I used to read tons of comics when I was little.
Yeah.
And then, like, I got to, I don't know, junior high school. Then I found out what girls were all about. And I was like, exactly. Why am I reading these damn things? these things are a lot more fun.
Yeah. But so how do you actually get involved in making this stuff? I mean, you must start writing it, you know, earlier on in your career.
I started as a PA on Space Ghost. Making like $150 a week getting coffee. I don't. Do you guys have that show here?
We had Space Goat.
Series. Radio-based.
Wow, that sounds like a better show. Actually,
yeah, that's incredible.
It was fair to middling. I think that's another one that had sort of a cult following here in Australia.
Yeah, I guess Madman puts out those DVDs too. But I just started writing scripts, and then they were like, yeah, keep doing it. These are free, right?
These days, though, I mean, for people, the great thing about the technology around these days is that you can, with a fairly cheap program, so long as you've got some ideas to yourself, you can actually start making this for yourself, can't
you? That's like with everything now. Yeah. I mean, I think, like, I made a bunch of movies when I was little, you know, and it was getting two humongous finding some, my buddy would bring his VHS, his parents' tape deck over so we could edit it together and everything. Now anybody's got a computer, you can zip, have these super slick titles and everything. And
It's spoiled by technology.
Yeah.
Like, I made movies when I was a kid with a big VHS camera, but I also had to do the cinematography and special effects.
Right. Like, you're ruining the technology that's made you famous, really.
I lit my parents' camera on fire because I was like Zeus hurling thunderbolts while I was... So I just had like a can of Lysol air freshener and I lit it as I was zooming in and I pulled out.
I've seen the fire effects on Aqua Teen Hunger Force. They're not that different today. Like, you sort of combine your cartoon stuff with live action.
The irony is Dave was still able to use that footage that he used.
We shot one campfire 12 years ago. We just add an explosion sound effect and put the campfire over it.
Yeah, that's like every time you look at it, there's a fire. It's always that same little triangular.
The hidden company that owns the land that we built the fire wants a royalty now.
Six seasons in, I'm sure you can probably throw in something.
Dana and Dave from Aquatine Hunger Force in this morning. Elisa, you reckon you know about the guy that they were talking about, the guy who dressed up as a doctor?
Yeah. I think it's Joss Whedon's latest thing. It's a free download on the internet. I think it's called Dr. Horrible Sing-Along Blog.
From the Dollhouse?
Oh, wouldn't know.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, I'm going to... This guy also had angel wings and a unicorn horn.
I don't know about that, but
I'm just kidding. He didn't really have
the tail coming out.
You
the
may be right. You may be right about that.
But that sounds like a great character.
Yeah,
you should write that.
Thanks, Elisa.
Not a problem, Elisa.
Thanks for your call. Thanks for coming in, guys. Dana and Dave from Aquatine Hunger Force. If you want to catch them in the flesh and you're prepared to dress up, then Brizzy, your turn for Supernova Pop Culture Expo.
That's right.
This weekend, I believe.
Hey,
third to the 5th at the RNA Showgrounds.
Can we say this?
Yeah, go on.
I guess. Volume 4 is just out on DVD.
Yeah, 5 will be out next week.
Yeah.
Volume 4.
You must be exhausted.
No, you can't say that, sorry.
Volume 5.
And once you're inside the doors of the RNA Showgrounds, it will not cost you $90 to get photographs with Dana and Dave.
No.
Unlike some cast members of other
that's right.
TV series.
We actually have to pay other people to get them to take their picture with us.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
We'll sign your face for free. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.